The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Years ago, 1965, that John Hammond brought out the album on Vanguard Records in the USA, which caused so much of a stir, because at round about that time, the beginning of the blues invasion from the UK was happening, with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and other bands following on behind, and America was suddenly waking up to the fact that it had a blues heritage. John Hammond and most of the members of a band who would then become the band, if you see what I mean, and the album from Vanguard Records, So Many Roads, opening up The Raven and the Blues, and it's on BFBS Radio 2 on Saturdays and Thursdays, but not for much longer. We'll tell you more about that next week, and also whenever you like, available on the internet as a podcast and as a listen again, of course. Welcome to the programme. That's quite an old... Actually, it's not quite old, in the sense it was recorded back in 65, but only reissued about, I would think, about a year ago on Vanguard Records. And as is so often the case with Vanguard, first of all, they recorded it beautifully well when it first was made, and secondly, they stayed true. And so on the sleeve notes, you actually get the back of the album, and in fact you get the full album cover, basically front and back. You've got no idea what it means. It's the lift it brings to your spirit when you see an original 12-inch album cover. Okay, that's kind of old and reissued. This one is brand spanky new. It comes from a band from the UK called the Incredible Blues Puppies. What a great name. Tell you more about them after this one off their album Puppy Fat. Here's Taj Mahal's Good Morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning, Miss Brown. Mama, how do you do? child, man, if you ain't scared, you ain't right. Good morning, Miss Brown. Mama, how do you do? Morning, Miss Brown. Mama, how do you do? She said, if you're a fine-looking girl, man, what about you?
Band with a heritage in the sense that four members of the band have been around quite a while in the UK blues field. They come together and bring all their different skills and disciplines. They are Alan Glenn on vocals, guitar and harmonica, John O'Reilly on vocals and guitar, Jim Mercer on bass, and Dino Cochia on drums, percussion and other assorted things you hit with sticks. He's the guy that sits at the back, basically. The album is Puppy Fat. It's a nice mix of about, I would say, half the tracks are self-penned by the band, and the other half are covers of tracks like that, written by Taj Mahal, and Good Morning, Miss Brown. It's a great album. It's on Note Records. It was recorded last year. It's been out, I think, a little while, but it's available either directly from them. I think also you can get it on Amazon, but I'm not 100% certain, but follow the links and you'll be able to find it if you like. We've got some more from Note Records. It's like a food parcel came this week. It's a huge box, about 8 or 9 CDs. So we'll be working our way through them this week and over the course of the next couple of weeks as well. Let's go across the States and the album from Guitar Shorty.
Talking. Grab your coat and let's start to walk in. Little less conversation, a little more action. Aggravation ain't no satisfaction. Little more fight, little less bar. Little less fight, little more spar. Baby, open up your heart and satisfy me. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your cone and start walking. Close your eyes and listen to the music on the summer breeze. It's a summer night, can I show you how to use it? Baby, put your mind.
Great stuff indeed. Get Our Shorty. Actually, when you listen to that, you can almost see how you might think it might have been a blues number to start with. And Elvis Presley took it and made it into sort of a pop hit record. But there it is, taken off the album Watch Your Back, Guitar Shorty, A Little Less Conversation. It's the Raven and the Blues, and we should have had some live guests this week, the Wyos out of New York, but sadly Michael, and I think the rest of the band, had been suffering with really bad throat complaints, probably the English musty, humid weather. Anyway, in the end, we just had to bin the idea. They're going to come when they come back next year, so sadly no Wyos live in conversation and playing, but some more news of who's coming up after we hear a track from the band. Here they are, taken from their album Porcupine. This is Next Door Blues. Wyos, the album Porcupine, the Wyos, Michael Farkas on vocals, harmonica and everything else you can hit basically and hang around your neck. On resonator guitars and electric guitars, it's Parrish Ellis, and also Joe Bass plays, would you believe, bass, an upright bass, and also harmony vocals too. And that is a track called Next Door Blues, and hopefully they will be our live guests sometime in 2007. In their place, well, kind of in their place, I had a phone call. The Doc Span, normally based in Australia, was visiting the UK, and we checked our dates in our diaries, and he's good to go. So he's going to be coming in a couple of weeks' time. Don't forget Joe Bonamassa next week, and then Doc Span the week after. Spot for choice. Here is Doc Span, off the album Something for the Pain, and this is Bullet.
I'm your businessman.
In hand, look at here, I'm your businessman. Mind my business for me, mind it the best you can. You're my business partner, I'm your businessman.
thinking it's your own. Take it from me, best you can.
You're my business partner.
I'm your businessman.
On the Raven and the Blues in a couple of weeks' time, Doc Span and Matthew Kang, and from the album Something for the Pain, that's a track, I'm Your Businessman, otherwise called Bullet on this, but I suppose it makes some sense along the way. And they'll be, Matthew lives in Darker Somerset, so I think they're coming up from there. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be late afternoon by the time they get here, but it should be a good session. I'm sure Doc's got lots of things to talk about. That'll be coming up as a, within the programme itself for about 20 minutes. And also as a standalone full hour session as well. But that's going to be in a couple of weeks' time after Joe Bonamassa as our live guest next week. Walter Trout, we've got problems with. He's not giving problems. I am, I'm afraid. And so we're having to reschedule Walter's gig. And that's probably going to be towards the end of October instead of the beginning of October because I'm going to be away. Okay, it's the Raven and the Blues, 20 minutes in. If you can hear a low, distant sound, it's because when I'm in the BFBS studios in Chalfont at their radio headquarters, I look out of the window and see another studio through the next window, and that's all I can see. Here in my own studios on the banks of the Thames, or actually floating on the Thames on the boat that I live on and the studio on the top deck, I can see straight outside down the river to the lock at East Molesey and Hampton Court, and it's a much nicer view. The downside is that at present there's somebody, you know those road machines that eat up the tarmac? They sort of come along normally overnight and go and eat all the road away, and then a thing follows behind it and lays new tarmac. Well, there's one of those. I can't see where it is, but it can't be too far away because you can just hear it whining away in the background. Hopefully it's not spoiling your enjoyment of the programme. Here's a gentleman called Tim Hain, together with the band Sunny Side Up. The album is One Man Went to Mojo. Clever title. And it's blues meets reggae. And it's excellent. Here he is with Need Your Love So Bad.
Thank you. squeeze and hold me tight. When the lights are low, darling, and it's time to go, that's when I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. Need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. When the night, oh darling, I'm at an age, that's when I need your love so bad. Hey, why won't you give it up? Why won't you bring it on home? Write it on a piece of paper, girl, so that I can have it read to me. Oh, tell me that you love me. Driving me mad, 'cause I need your love so bad. I need a soft voice to speak to me at night. Tell me I don't have to worry. Tell me everything is gonna be alright. Listen to my plea, girl, bring it to me.
Some are more reggae than that, some are more bluesy in a straight way. It's a lovely album. Tim Hain and Sunny Side Up. One Man Went to Mojo, that's again on Note Records. The rest of the band, Tim Hain on vocals and guitars and occasional keyboards, Roy Parsons on bass and Pete Shaw on bass, and then Prince, the drummer formerly known as, and Prince Leroy on drums, and then Clea Llewellyn on vocals as well. It's a nice album. We'll be playing some more tracks from that. And Blue Note Records, again, you'll find the link on The Raven and the Blues, which would be a good and apposite time to link to it right now, I guess, and say you'll find the website at bfbs.com/R&B. Email address is dave@raven.dj and or dave.raven@bfbs.com, whichever one you want. And Justin McKenzie, hello. You were in Mount Dannendong in Tourist Road. Dannendong Tourist Road in Sassafras in Victoria, Australia. Is it the tourist ghost of Mount Dannendong? Or, anyway, let's not go too far into that. You used to be on the Frapper map and then disappeared. Now, you're the first person to drop me an email regarding this, but I must admit, I've seen this happen. You go and check the Frapper map, as you do, and you say, ooh, 274 pins. That's nice. 274 people have put their pins in the map to say that they listen to the Blues Show. Then you go and check it again the next day, and it's gone down to 273, and you think, somebody, I must have upset somebody with something I said. But seemingly it does happen. Occasionally you drop off. So Justin McKenzie put his pin on the map, fell off, and it's back on again. And could you mention your young daughters? Mention you, really, because it please your daughters enormously to have their father mentioned on The Raven and the Blues. That's very kind. Okay. And he also sends his good wishes to all their extended family listening to The Blues Show across the world. Where to now? Sean Webster. And here he is off the album If Only. And this one is called Been Lonely Too Long. Doesn't lie.
them away. Open your heart, it seems you're afraid. I know you feel like I don't let you in. Take your chance, this game you can win. Feel the fire that burns in your soul when I left you. Your heart turned cold, I can help you. Have the love that's been lost. On this road I travel with these thoughts in my head. Will you be in this till the
Sean Webster, taken from the album If Only, and that's a track which is called Been Lonely Too Long. The reason for the slight hesitation is justified. I was reaching behind me to pick up the latest issue of Blues Matters, the August-September edition, because it's actually so influential. I've mentioned before on the programme about how in America in the old days, so many of the little mom-and-pop record shops, or just the record shops generally, were also recording artists and recording agencies, and they would bring bands in, put them in the back of the shop, record them, make the records and put them on sale. And I sort of said, there's nothing like that here in the UK. The one thing that I guess that's vaguely like it, and only, I suppose, loosely vaguely like it, is that Blues Matters is not just a magazine, but it's also a band that promulgates and helps recording artists to keep the blues in the UK alive and going well. And so many of the albums that I'm featuring on the programme in this last month or two have been either directly released by Blues Matters or strongly influenced by Blues Matters. And because of that, it's like a sort of symbiotic relationship. They release the albums, promote them in the magazine, more and more hear people about the bands, and so it goes on, a big circle. It's really good. It's a hell of a magazine too. Magazine is a misnomer because you might think it's the size of like an ordinary magazine. It's not. It's the size of a paperback book, which means it's great to put in your pocket to read on the plane or whatever. It's $4.75 a month, but for that, or for two every 2 months, but for that you get 164 pages. And again, we'll put links to that on the website if you want to go and have a see if you can subscribe to Blues Matters. Let's leave the UK behind. It's been hot and humid and kind of wet here in the UK, and go to somewhere else where it's hot and humid and wet for quite a lot of the year. That's New Orleans.
Hey now, gather round, children, and I'll tell you the story of Dr. Daddy-O and all of his glory. It was long ago down in New Orleans, the hippest of Hepcats came on the scene. So listen here if you want to know about the baddest rapper that ever was on the radio. It was late one night back in 49, WJBW was playing the Duke, Louis Jordan, and Billy Eckstein. So I called up the jock and said, for a guy so fair, you play some pretty righteous stuff on the air. But if you really want to score with the hip folks out there, what you need is a DJ like me, who ain't no square. He said, come on down to the station. Let's check each other out. I want to find out what this jive talk and zoot suit stuff is all about. So next day, I put on my very best double-breasted shark skin suit and two-tone wingtip shoes and walked down to the studio, hoping to be the first black man on American radio. He looked at me once, he looked at me twice. Then he just up and said outright, you seem to be pretty smart, dude. You seem to be on the case. Just put yourself in my shoes. They'll shoot me if I put you on the air, shouting about those good jumping rhythm and blues. We want someone like you who knows how to talk. But if I put you on the air, we'll all have to take a walk. Well, even though the situation was beginning to stink, this was 1949, so I started to think. I say to this dude with the wavy blonde hair, I got a great idea. You be Papa Stapper, the jiviest, wellness, gonest cat on the air. Since ain't nobody gonna see me anyhow, you do the talking, I'll show you how. See, what most people didn't know was all this Stopper Cat's jive was being written by me, Dr. Daddy-O, to make your show go. Well, this ruse went on for a couple of weeks. All that time, I was dying to speak. When one day, Papa Stopper took sick. That's when old Daddy-O grabbed the stick. I was laying out my line of heavy jive, coming on strong, when the phone started ringing and all the red lights came on. Next thing I knew, would you believe it? Your main man, me, Daddy-O, got his own radio show. And that was the beginning of Dr. Daddy-O, the great granddaddy of rhythm and blues on American radio. So, next time you hear Fats, Smiley, or Roy Good Rockin' Brown, remember, it was Daddy-O who started all those platters going round and round. And every time you hear something fresh on the box, remember, folks, it was yours truly, Dr. Daddy-O, who opened up the locks on everybody's rolling jukebox. Every time you hear a pumping piano and wailing sax, remember, it was me who started playing those stacks of hot wax. Good night, all you have cats and kittens. Signing off for now from the Crescent City, the jumpinest, the jivinest cat on radio. I mean, yours truly, in person, live, the one and only, yours for the asking, Dr. Daddy-O.
In person, the one and only live, Dr. Daddy-O. We had a band here last week, not for recording on the Blues Show, but mind you, they could have equally have done, and I do hope to get them back on the island here. We had an engagement party for about 100 guests altogether, and they'd booked a band, which I'd been told were going to be jazz and funk, but I'd been lied to. They were just a great, great blues band. The lead singer was Turkish Cypriot, and the harmonica player and the sax player were French, a sort of multicultural and multinational band. They were absolutely wonderful. Sadly, they had to stop kind of too early because of the noise they were making on the island, but I do hope to get them here as a live session. But that is from the album, which is by Mitch Woods, and the album is called Big Easy Boogie, and that's the story, really, of the ballad of Dr. Daddy-O. Back to the UK, another new album, The Barcodes. The Barcodes album is called With Friends Like These, and here they are with the Mose Allison original, done also by Georgie Fame back in the day. It's called I Don't Worry About a Thing.
This life is driving you to drink. You're sitting around wondering just what to think. I got some consolation, I'll give it to you if I might. I don't worry about a thing, I know nothing's gonna be alright. This world is one big trouble spot. Some people have plenty and some have not. I used to be in trouble, but I finally saw the light. Now I don't worry about a thing, I know nothing's gonna be alright. Now there ain't no use in trying to be a big winner. As you get fat, someone else gets thinner. There's always some fool playing around with dynamite. But I don't worry about a thing, I know nothing's gonna be alright. Big winner. As you get fat, someone else gets thin. There's always some fool playing around with dynamite. I don't worry about a thing, I know nothing's gonna be alright.
In brand new album out on Note Records, it's the Barcodes, it's called With Friends Like These. It's like almost a Blues Mafia actually, because some of the members of the Barcodes are also members of the band we featured earlier on in the programme, and that's the Incredible Blues Puppies. But that's their new album, and that's called With Friends Like These and I Don't Worry About a Thing by Mose Allison. There's some good stuff on it, again mostly stuff by original blues guys and a couple of tracks from the rest of the band, but it has a great feel to it, and there'll be links to that on the Raven the Blues site. Okay, staying with albums that are newish, and this is one from Martin O'Sullivan. It's called That's a Fact. It's not all blues. Some of the blues, or some of the tracks on it, are more bluesy than others, but it is a great album, and will feature, I guess, over the months to come, more and more of the blues-related tracks. Anyway, here for the first time, making his debut on the programme, the album That's a Fact, and this is called The Railroad Work Song.
Working on the railroad for a dollar a day. Working on the railroad for a dollar a day. Working on the railroad, good buddy, dollar a day. I get my money, gotta get my pay. Take this hammer, take it to the captain. Take this hammer, take it to the captain. Take this hammer, good buddy, take it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, tell him I'm gone. If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, was I running? If he asks you, good buddy, was I running? Tell him I was flying. Tell him I was flying. If he asks you, was I laughing? If he ask you, was I laughing? If he ask you, good buddy, was I laughing? Tell him I was crying, tell him I was crying. This old hammer ring like silver. This old hammer ring like silver. This old hammer, good buddy, ring like silver. Shines like gold, shines like gold. Working on the railroad, dollar a day. Working on the railroad for a dollar a day. Working on the railroad, good buddy, dollar a day. You get my money, gotta get my pay. You get my money, gotta get my pay. Gotta get my money.
Martin O'Sullivan. He's based in Hamburg in Germany. His album is called That's a Fact, and it's brand new, and it's rather nice. It's an unusual way of making the music, because he's put it together in a kind of different way, where he records the vocals and the acoustic guitar, first of all, as if he was working live. Then, having done that, he then invites everybody else in, and everybody else is quite a list of other musicians on flutes and saxophones and harmonica and the like and so on, and then they add their other work to it. And it was deliberately done that way. Often they overdub deliberately, because everybody can't get it right, or they're not in the same country. But this is the way that Martin wanted to record. And also on his little letter I've got here, which he said he's very interested to hear about where you're listening, and any comments you have on his style and his music. You'll find his email address and his website address on the Raven and the Blue site, bfbs.com/R&B, or if you want to go straight there, martinosullivan.com. Right, email from Cyprus this time. Dear Dave, listen to the Raven and the Blues when I can. 5-month-old twins permitting. And he wants something by Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman from Texas, who was active in the 30s, singing a blues in sort of an early country style. Well, I remember a huge argument taking place just north of Gibraltar in Spain with a listener to the programme when I was doing a blues programme just for BFBS in Gibraltar. And he said, could I play some Jimmy Rogers? And so I did. And next time I saw him, he said, that wasn't Jimmy Rogers. I said, yes, it was. And he said, that's not the Jimmy Rogers I want. And basically, there were two Jimmy Rogers at the time, Trevor. One is your singing brakeman, who was far more of a country artist who sang lightly blues-tinged stuff, of whom I have no work whatsoever. And this is the other one.
say, darling, what will I have to do to prove one thing, darling, that's my love is really true? Now, what's the matter? Baby, tell me, what's the matter? What's the matter, baby? Darling, we can't get along no more. I've did everything in this world I know to do, trying to prove one thing, darling, that's my love is still for you. Now what's the matter? Baby, tell me, what's the matter? What's the matter, baby? Darling, we can't get along no you would ever treat me this way. Now what's the matter? Darling, tell me, what's the matter? What's the matter, baby? Darling, we can't get along no more.
That's Jimmy Rogers I knew, part of the Muddy Waters band, left Alabama, or where was he born? No, Georgia, I think, wasn't it? Atlanta, Georgia. And went up to Chicago about the middle to early 30s, and then joined the Muddy Waters band, and recorded with Muddy Waters, and also as a solo career, right up to his death in about the early 1960s, I would say. But that's not the Jimmy Rogers that Trevor was talking about. Trevor, listen, in Cyprus, or the gentleman in Cyprus, his name, the gentleman in Gibraltar, his name's gone from me now. It'll come back, I suppose, in due course, but it was many, many years ago. And I will see if I can dig out the other Jimmy Rogers, basically the country singing breakman, bluesman, and play something in the programme. Especially you wanted I've Got the TB Blues and dedicated to the Labour Party. I'll definitely dig it out. Okay. Final of the new releases in this week's programme comes from Paul Cox. It's called Good To Me, the album. Again, a good mix of blues. Again, a mix of original tracks and also old established favourites. Here's one called The Forecast Calls For Rain. That is just so true.
Coffee for my breakfast, shot of whiskey on the side. It's a dark and dreary morning with the cloud covering up the sky. The forecast calls for pain. The forecast calls for pain. My life is turning cold, and the forecast calls for pain. We stand up all night talking, she grew restless, she confessed. She said there's no one new, but deep down I know that line's coming next.
can see that deep down inside she's changed. The forecast calls for pain. Forecast calls for pain. Forecast calls for pain.
Great voice. Name is Paul Cox. Brand new album, Good to Me. Now, I've had a quick look at the playlist going back over the years, and he's never featured on the programme before. And that's his new album, anyway. And that's called The Forecast Calls for Rain. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues. Thanks for all the emails that have come in. Many new pins on the map, and let's have a quick mention around of some of the new names on the map. The Butterfields seem to be back again for some strange reason. The Butterfields were on ages ago. Let's go through to the ones who've joined in the last week or two. Francois from Paris in the Île-de-France area of Paris. The Dark Knight from Sacramento in California. What else? Odd name. Justin McKenzie from Melbourne, we've already mentioned. John McCann, Richmond Hill in Georgia. Boris M. from Hanover in Lower Saxony in Germany. And the Butterfields, who were on the map before, have obviously resubscribed again for some strange reason. If you want to put your pin on the map, it's pretty simple. All you've got to go is to ravenbfps.com/R&B and then just click on the Frapper map. There you can send emails to and also listen to the programme all over again and also download and go straight to the websites of all the artists we've featured in the programme. dave@raven.dj is the email address. That's all you've really got to remember, really. Let's close with Homesick James. We've played lots of new stuff. Let's go back 43 years to 1963 with Crossroads. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.